This week, Israel went to the ballots to form a new government. And this time, Benjamin Netanyahu won the elections, and today Prime Minister Yair Lapid has conceded defeat. This is the fifth election in 4 years in Israel. However, many are concerned about the implications of Mr. Netanyahu taking the top job in the country. I started asking senior lecturer from the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, Dr. Eyal Mai Ross, his thoughts about this election.
The elections have just ended and the count has ended, and it's been a great surprise. The right wing has won a decisive victory, and we're looking at strong prospects for the next 4 years of a relatively stable government. At the same time, the remnants of the left-wing parties and if you like, constituencies in Israel have all but been wiped off the map, or the political map, with the two parties failing to gain even one seat in parliament. We're looking at a very, very difficult few years ahead of us in terms of the social fabric of Israel, in terms of political relations between right and left, and mainly between Israelis and Palestinians, religious Jews and secular Jews, and maybe other minorities in Israel.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is back as a prime minister in Israel in the middle of government instability over the last few years. I mean, there's been around 4 or 5 prime ministers during the last 4 years. What does this win mean to Israel?
I think the first question should be, what does it mean for Bibi? Because his main incentive in going back or gaining back power was to try to evade and avoid the court case for corruption charges that he's currently facing. And in order to do that, he had kind of made, if you like, an unholy pact with some very extremist, radical Jewish, religious, nationalist elements that will now be sitting in his future government and will make Bibi's life as well as Israel's life quite difficult. There is a lot of fear of what is going to take place when these elements will be taking over some important government ministries. But exactly what will happen, how quickly will these challenges unfold is yet to be seen.
And what are the implications of this election for Palestine?
That's both a big and a problematic question to answer, because as I kind of already hinted, these radical elements that will now be sitting in government are very strongly, if you like, anti-Palestinians or in favor of very hard line against Palestinians, both Palestinians in the occupied territories, but also Israeli citizens who are Palestinians. And so there is a lot here to take place in terms of frictions, in terms of violence and various scenarios, all of them quite bleak and problematic, are ready to unfold, I fear.
Now, what other minorities do you believe are vulnerable in Israel after this election result?
As I said, the relationship between religious and secular Jews in Israel was also on the ballot, and the great fear on the left and the center, if you like, is that with the strengthening of religious elements in government, there will be less tolerance for secularism, including to LGBTQ communities in Israel, who would face probably a harder time in terms of government policies.
Now, what can the international community do, including Australia, to minimize violence in the area?
I think the effort has already started with the U.S. making some announcements about the importance of maintaining rights of minorities and others in Israel, and by unofficially diplomats in Israel kind of voicing their unease with the inclusion of these radical far-right elements in the government, and to the point where they say that if their governments would have to deal with these radical elements, they may be less than cooperative once or if problems start. I think what we've been seeing in Israel in terms of trends, political and social trends, over the last few years is the strong link made by both religious and nationalist identities within the Jewish community that was very much supported by Bibi Netanyahu and the right, which now bears fruits for the right-wing camp in Israel. On the other side, the left wing has been strongly associated with secularism, but to some extent also with anti-religious sentiments, which doesn't work well with Israeli society. By including these radical nationalist elements in his government, Bibi is going to have very hard time in relation to a number of mainly foreign policy issues that are very important for him. For example, the normalization agreement with the Arab states will now face great challenges should violence erupt. As I said, Europe and the U.S. are already making noises about these radical elements in the government.
That was senior lecturer from the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, Dr. A.L. May-Ross.